This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Did we not lose our minds?
Oh, we love that.
Didn't we want to watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
There was a lot baked into that.
And I didn't consider them a super team, but as a pairing, right now, Luka and LeBron, even if you hate the Lakers, aren't you fascinated to see what it looks like?
Their box office. You're going to watch both of those players because they're going to do something
Absolutely.
Amazing on the floor.
Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry.
Yes, I'm going to watch those two guys.
And so is the rest of the league.
Exactly. Super teams might be dead now because of the luxury tax and because of all that. When you think of trios, like I don't consider Draymond Green a part of a super, like it's not a super team as far as I'm concerned. He's a Hall of Fame player. He's not that guy that he was 10 years ago.
I think his fame and his name recognition supersedes the play on the court.
Well,
but I'm not trying to diminish that his play on the court is an elite.
Like the last super team we truly had was those Warriors teams because it was KD, Steph, but Klay as well. Like
yes.
That Klay was the
we
third best player.
How
on
great
Klay was the third best player on those teams. He was the best two-way player in the league. It was him and Kawhi, as far as I'm concerned.
I think him and Drake. What made them so great was him and Drake would oscillate between who's the second best.
Correct.
Player.
But I think I would put my money on Klay being that third best player on that. But that's why it was a true super team. Oh, and by the way, I got Andre Iguodala, who's going to go to the Hall of Fame as well.
No question.
He's an incredible player defensively.
Sam sent us a nuggy nug about just the league as a whole.
Oh, did you,
Sam? Would you read that? That stat, that nugget, because I found this to be kind of surprising.
Go for a nugget. I will read that. So this is from Keith Smith at Keith Smith NBA of Spo Track. That's the website that keeps track of everybody's contracts.
Love Keith Smith. He's really good.
Yeah, and we love Spo Track too. We've gotten a lot of information from them. So he tweeted out last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder and Indiana Pacers will be the first NBA final since the luxury tax was in effect where neither team was a taxpayer. At least one team has been a taxpayer in every finals where the luxury tax was in effect, excluding 2002 and 2005, because that did not have the same luxury tax rules. Overall, 26 of the 44 teams in the NBA finals during that time, since the luxury tax was in effect, have been taxpayers. 16 of the 22 champions in that time have been taxpayers.
Wait. How many of the overall finals teams you said?
Okay, so in the last 22 years, 44 teams in the finals, 26 of the 44 teams to make the NBA finals over the last 22 years have been taxpayers. 16 of those 22 champions have been taxpayers, and this will be the first time in that span that both teams in the NBA finals will not be taxpayers.
So that's interesting because my perception of the NBA is, yes, there are teams that dip into the luxury tax here and there, but I didn't know it correlated to winning that much.
It's pretty incredible, but yeah, it pays to play in today's league. Like we see that a lot in baseball with a lot of these things.
No question.
But for basketball, absolutely, this is the case. And I'm sure it was a lot. And no, I'm not even sure. I know the reason they have this second apron and the reason they're trying to penalize these teams that spend more is because of teams like the Indiana Pacers, the Oklahoma City Thunder, which I always find laughable because these guys are all billionaires. They could all spend. But the problem is, all of these players that want to go elsewhere, they don't want to go to the Indianas of the world. They don't want to go to Minnesota. Where do they want to go? They want to go to the coast. They want to go to Miami. They want to go to Los Angeles.
It's a winter league.
Yes.
And so a lot of these guys don't want to live in snowed in winter areas.
I wouldn't. Like, yes. Well, I also grew up in Northern California, so I'm a little biased. But, like, there's a reason why we're watching this all come to fruition now. And because of teams like Indiana, they're going to benefit from this now. Like Tyrese Haliburton, I'm sure he's going to hopefully be Indiana Pacer for the rest of his life. He was the Sacramento King. By the way, if you're a Kings fan right now, how are you feeling? Like, you have no direction right now in your franchise, and you're watching Tyrese Haliburton be the best player in the Eastern Conference now.
Who's kicking themselves more, the Clippers or the Kings?
Ooh, that's a great question. I got to say the Kings, right? They're just so inept.
The Clippers, like, the Clippers trade might be the Herschel Walker version. If OKC...
But they've won series in the playoffs at least, right? They've been like, they've got a new stadium. I mean, they've been like in the conversation.
Sure.
The Kings are a nothing. They're an afterthought.
And the Kings kick themselves just because they're the Kings. So yeah, it just adds to the reason.
Just like Draymond kicking Domantas Sabonis. Like, just another kick on top of that.
If Indiana does advance, I will be rooting for them.
Indiana over it.
I will.
I really don't have a root like that. This is one of those series.
Well, I just like, I like the Pacers.
I'll have my Rob Lowe, like NBA basketball hat on and I'll be clapping.
Yeah. Just want both teams have fun.
I don't hate OKC in any way whatsoever. I just, for whatever reason, I just really like the brand of ball that Indiana plays.
I have no emotion one way or the other towards any of these players. Like, usually there's one player that you can, like, root against. Like, even when the Warriors were up there, like, most people like Steph, but most people don't like Draymond. That's not aren't Warriors fans. Hell, like half Warriors fans probably like Draymond drives them nuts. So like, there's a villain on there. Like there's like Jimmy Butler, a villain for a lot of people, right? The Celtics as a brand is a villain. The Lakers, obviously, everyone hates the Lakers. The Knicks, you can love or hate the Knicks because it's New York. But Oklahoma City, like Indiana, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is Canadian for God's sakes. The only Canadian that draws any. Like vitriol is Dylan Brooks. But you even watched The Court of Gold and came away liking Dylan Brooks.
I did.
So, like, and Tyrese Haliburton, he's a great smile, great story. He's a fun guy to root for.
But the league misses the Warrior presence.
Oh.
I guess more the Steph presence.
They
Draymond, so, but to your point about, like, rooting for and against, what made the Warriors so unique as a finals team, Steph is beloved by many, and Draymond is hated by many. So you have those two elements on the exact same team. So you have one guy that everyone's child wants to look up to, and then you have another guy that I think all of America despises.
By the way, the segment is brought to you by Golden State. Surrender the barrier for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. I'm asking the question, 888-957-9570. Dynasties are dead. Is that good or bad for the NBA going forward? Do you like dynasties, or do you like this parity that we're seeing now in the NBA? 888-957-9570.
Well, it feels like the Warriors have a chance.
So okay, that, so like, you, from that angle,
so as
you
we,
do.
As we settle here and, like, look, do I want the Giannis trade? Of course. And I know, I understand. I'm not unrealistic. I know this. That would be a Hail Mary.
Sure. And again, that wouldn't be a super team. Just him, Steph and Giannis together is not a super team anymore. Those are, I consider trios super teams, not just duos. But it'd be very fun. It'd be really fun.
It'd be awesome. But, like, that's the move that I want to make. But also, I sit here and I say, like, wow, like, all that parity talk that you brought up and all these different teams, I didn't think at the beginning of the year, at the middle of the year, and even at the end of the year, as we went down to the final, you know, final couple ticks of the regular season, it would be Minnesota with a chance to knock off OKC. Now, OKC was there all year. Yeah. Right, they were comprehensive, and they've been there for multiple years in the sense of being a great regular season team. I didn't think the Knicks were going to be the team in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers. No. I like the Knicks. I think everybody hypes them up. Like, they're good. I'm a little surprised they got this far, you know. But also, I look around and I go, wow, Cleveland really just nothing? Wow, Boston done because of the injury?
Listen, the Knicks, they're a fun story. I like Tibbs. I think he's maximized what he can bring to a team. I think this is his ceiling as a coach, is probably a conference finals. I think they may need to pivot to another direction because I do think they're very talented. I just don't think that brand of basketball translates in the playoffs anymore. And real quick on that, like when I'm talking about the Knicks and like we're giving them the credit, they're also a team they had to have 3 20-point comebacks. So, yeah, they're the team that, you know, came back from 20 points down, but they're also the team that is capable of just being down by 20 in, like, every single game. Like, so it's a double-edged sword there when we're talking about, oh, it's a great comeback, but why the hell were you down by 20 points to begin with? Because you're just not very good offensively.
But don't you get the sense that, even though I don't think the Warriors are good enough to win a title, they're kind of right there.
Yeah, no.
You were saying that to me the last couple days,
yes.
And I'm coming around on it. And so, like, I've been thinking about this long and hard, and I would like to throw this out to the audience.
Please.
Like, and I was obsessed with the big trade. I'm looking at it right now, and it's one or the other to the audience out there in the Bay Area. We talked about the Giants for like an hour,
yeah,
and we're frustrated, and we clearly know that they need a bat. And then we're talking about the Warriors and how close they feel and the NBA and the landscape and everything like that. I'm giving you a chance to only make one. You can only make one blockbuster move.
Ooh.
Blockbuster. I don't think Kuminga trade is a blockbuster, so I want to make that very clear. You get one. It's one or the other. You can make a blockbuster trade for the Warriors, or you can make a blockbuster trade for the San Francisco Giants. I want to hear from the Bay Area audience this morning. You're frustrated with the Giants' offense. You probably don't view them as a contender. The Warriors, with Steph Curry, you're always going to view them as a contender. We kind of got robbed of seeing what could have, would have, should have been Jimmy and Steph Curry, okay? You get one blockbuster trade. You can't wiggle out of it and say both of them. You can't wiggle out of it and say neither of them. I'm making you make a decision between the two. I would love for someone who listens to this show, who types in on the text line, who is on our chat, our YouTube chat. You guys all have opinions on this stuff. I want to hear from you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, and we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Milkman in Oakland wants to join the conversation. We'll get to him on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. You just heard it from Joe right there. Blockbuster trade. If you could only have one blockbuster trade between these two teams, which one are you taking? Is it for the Giants? Is it for the Warriors? Who needs the bigger trade right now? Who do you want to make the bigger trade right now? Is it between the Giants, which would be in season, or the Warriors this offseason? 888-957-9570. I know my answer. I think Joe knows his answer. We'll get to Milkman's answer on the other side, plus more of your calls, more of your texts. You are the guest today, people. We're guest-free. You, the people. Again, it's call or text. The same number, 888-957-9570. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You're looking at like 100-plus years of NBA existence amongst all those organizations and one title. Now, Warriors have had four.
Yeah.
Four in just the last.
Well, Knicks have won more than one title, right?
I'm talking about in like the 50 years since like the ABA and got NBA it, got merger it, got it. And all that.
They have two. That's right. 70-73. So, yeah, 52. Thank you for the delivery for the call.
I've got another little nuggy-nug for you, actually, too. The Thunder and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are looking to be the first team to win the NBA Finals with the MVP on the team since...
Oh, hold on. How many teams have done it?
Well, the last one
LeBron,
was...
Nope. Steph Curry.
Correct.
Yeah, there you go.
Interesting. Okay.
It kind of does have a Warriors quality to them a little bit, this Ooh. Thunder team.
Yes, they do. But I guess where I'm going at is that, like, I feel like maybe I get trapped sometimes in the greed of we have Steph... We a birthright is Western Conference Finals. This is good, but we need more.
Hey, to quote the great Gordon Gekko, greed is good, Joey.
No, I hear
Come
you.
On. You
I
should be you. Your sports fandom. You should be greedy. You should always want more. The moment you get complacent as a sports fan with your ownership and spending, that's the moment where your fandom dies.
No, I hear you.
You need to keep the pressure on these guys, and that's what Joe Lacob lives for.
Yeah, but it's not like the Warriors are currently, they're not a team that I view now. Now, middle of the season, I did. I don't view them as a lottery team.
No.
So I do think they're close. So as I ask this question, you can only trade, one of these teams can make a blockbuster trade. Only one. It's the Warriors or the Giants right now, the San Francisco Giants. Which one are you choosing? I'm making the argument on the Warriors here, and I'm thinking to myself, like, and I want the Giannis deal. But if you force me, said Joe, you can only pick one. I'm like, you know, Carter made a point about I haven't seen enough. Like, you know, we kind of got robbed of Steph, and we haven't seen a full season of Jimmy and Dre and Steph.
How come Carter gets the credit? I've been saying that for weeks.
Well, okay, then you have also said that, and I'm coming around on that. As enticing as a Giannis trade is, I do believe that they are close. I think they're in the mix. I don't think there's some automatic lock to be in the second round next year. It would take a lot of work. But we've seen four titles. My cup not hasn't runneth over with Warrior stuff, but I do believe, like, if they never got another one, that doesn't mean this has all been a failure.
You heard it here. Joe Shasky's championship fatigued from the Golden State Warriors. I'm kidding.
No. Now, when I look at the Giants, and look, I know my fervor for the Giants is probably higher than it is for most.
Well, I think that's respectable, though, because it's been 11 years
since
they've
won. Playoffs
yes.
that they've lost in the first round,
yes.
the Giants, since 2014.
Yes.
Winning it all.
And now we're not using the Niners in this scenario.
No, I don't want to use them.
We're not using them because, you know what? They actually don't really have them. They made their big moves already.
All of them. And they've always swung big.
Yes, they have.
And so have the Warriors. Like, yes. The Warriors swung big with Jimmy, right? Now,
Like, I want to know where our audience is this morning. You can only pick one, because it does feel like the Warriors have unfinished business, whether that means via trades. And you know what? I'll back off. I'll allow the Kuminga trade.
Oh.
I'll allow that to be a blockbuster for people because of the name recognition.
Well, maybe
in this
it
market.
Could be a part of one, right?
Sure. Now,
and if you have an idea, we'd love to hear it. 888-957-9570.
No, the Giants haven't been to the playoffs, but twice in 11 years, 12 years.
I know.
You know, and I do think they're closer than we want to give them credit for. They got a lot of really good pieces. If I gave them one splash centerpiece guy right now, during this 12-week span before the NFL starts, couldn't they just capture your attention as a Bay Area fan? Couldn't the Giants, with no one playing games but them right now and the Valkyries, couldn't they kind of just go to the forefront of your thoughts every single day?
Yeah, they would, but what's the name?
I don't know the name.
We don't know the name. See, I think that's part of it. Why people are most people, and again, we are the home of the Golden State Warriors. We love our Warriors here, and it's fresh in our minds that their season just ended in the playoffs, and now there's this shiny name out there, Giannis, the Greek freak. He's got the name attached, name recognition. He is a physical specimen. When you see him, he's smiling, he's funny, he's everywhere. He's on a bunch of ads. Like, you know Giannis. When it comes to baseball right now, the only people I know of right now, Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani. That's and I know I'm not getting either of those guys. You know why? Because I tried to, and we failed. So going for a trade now, is it Vlad Jr.? Well, he just got re-signed. Okay. Well, he's not out there. Bobby Witt? No, he's locked
let's
up.
Let's just call it Player X.
Okay.
In both scenarios.
But I'm just going through the list of emotions.
Yes. But the Giants right now are better than where the Warriors were when they made the deal for Jimmy Butler.
Ooh.
Right? In terms of standing.
In terms of standings, yes, I would agree on
now,
that.
Now, because of Steph Curry, you're always going to go, well, a Steph Curry team.
Right.
You know, it's like having one in the chamber, right? As we say, it's bad analogy. I know we're not supposed to talk about guns.
That's
but,
fine.
You know, one in the chamber, right? But the Giants, like Adames, Chapman, they do have some veterans that are ready to win now.
Yes, they do. And they got some young pieces that you can be excited about right now in the pitching and in your lineup with Elliot Ramos and Jung Hooley. By the way, coming up today, 4 o'clock, Valkyries take on the New York Liberty, the defending champs, and you can hear that game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Download the app. It's free. Search Valkyries. Kevin Dana, Sophia Jones on the call, and we're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We got some calls here, Joe. You want to go to them?
I do want to hear from them, and if you're interested, I would love to hear from you. Like, all these people that are in our YouTube chat, I appreciate you. I see, you know, 35 votes already in the YouTube chat regarding which team would you like to see.
What's the percentage?
Right now, it looks like the Warriors are at 69% and the Giants are at 31%.
That's about right. 70-30, I think. That seems realistic.
But that surprises me.
Why?
Because the Warriors are closer. They just got Jimmy. Didn't we all love Jimmy?
Yeah. Well, I did.
Oh,
I loved
him. Let's hear from the audience. All these people that want to text and chat, I appreciate you. This is your chance to be a radio host. Like, come in with a take. Giants or Warriors, you get one of them to make a blockbuster deal. Who is it and why?
J-Dub, Union City, who you take? Hey, J-Dub, Warriors or Giants? Who needs to make that big deal right now?
Hey, fellas, good morning. I would say, first off, in terms of this, it's a no-brainer. It's the Warriors.
Mm.
And for a lot of reasons. I think, Shasky, you actually, I know you were kind of making an argument against it, but you made your argument for it. The Warriors are closer. So what do you have to do to get over that hump is you have to make that move. And also, I feel like, and obviously, you know this better than I do, right? Being a big-time Giants fan as you are, it's that when the Giants, when they make things happen, they kind of make it happen on their own, right? They grow their own. They through their farm system and their pitching and things like that. Now, it's easier for the Giants to make that blockbuster move, but I think the Warriors need to do it more.
That's J-Dub, Union City. And let's clarify here. We're talking about blockbuster trade. Which one of these teams, the Giants or the Warriors, you can only pick one, needs to make that blockbuster trade? Blockbuster means one thing, Carter, Sam, Joe. There's big names involved.
Yes.
There has to be big names involved in this. And yes, Kuminga could be part of it, a sign and trade to get someone else in return. I do think it would be blockbuster. Would be something along the lines of a three-team trade, and you give up Kuminga, and you get a player. Like, let's say, I would consider a Drew Holiday type. If you got Drew Holiday,
there's name recognition.
That is name recognition, and I think that would be a blockbuster type of a trade.
Would the Steven Jackson, Al Harrington trade, would that be considered a
a blockbuster.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, you gave away Troy Murphy and Mike Dunleavy, and I know now it's like, well, come on, are you kidding me? Warrior fans at one point thought they were the future.
Here's Dave Fleming. I'm going to play the soundbite real quick for everyone. 888-957-9570.
I'm really disappointed that we haven't gotten more calls from people. We all want to love the transaction, and the Giants are failing to hit with runners in scoring position right now. They're failing to execute. They clearly need a bopper in the middle of their lineup. The Warriors, like, anytime we utter the name Steph Curry, the lines light up.
Yes.
And now you have an opportunity to make one blockbuster move for one of the team. It's one or the other. You can't do both. And crickets?
Dave Fleming says the Giants need a foundational bat right now.
It's just really hard to find that type of player in a trade mid-year. Like, you can do what, you know, you can do what the Padres did and give up your whole farm system for Juan Soto in the rare instance that somebody like that becomes available. You know, I'm trying to think about, I guess it's possible if things really go sideways with the Red Sox that Rafi Devers, you know, just because of, you know, a difference of philosophy, maybe he's a guy who would become available. But other than that, I'm just thinking, like, of the teams that are really struggling, that are out of it, that are going to be sellers, Miami, Colorado, Pittsburgh, is there a foundational offensive player on those rosters? I don't think so. But I do agree with you. Like, that is the missing piece for this Giants team. They have a lot of really good, solid position players, but they do need somebody to drive the bus.
And that's Dave Fleming, voice of the San Francisco Giants, who knows his stuff. And that's a name right there. We're talking about name recognition. That would be one I'd be very excited.
He's 28 years old. Yep. And he's got 212 home runs.
Won a World Series.
I mean, he's a stud.
He's batting .287, 12 jacks, 50 RBI, 62 hits.
And he's the left-handed power bat that you've been, like, dying for. Now, here's the problem. He's frustrated because he wants to play in the field. He doesn't want to move from third base because he played third base the last couple of years. But, I mean, if you got Chapman there, I know they have Bregman in Boston right now. That's who they brought in, and it frustrated him.
Listen, you know what, Matt Chapman? I trust you anywhere on the field, and if it means I'm getting Rafael Devers and appeasing him.
Moving him for a little bit. I mean, I'm open to it. If A-Rod can move from short to third.
Exactly, which was a joke, by the way.
Right?
Yeah. So, but he played ball, right?
And it sounds absurd because you don't want to move one of the, you know, the best defensive players at the position
right.
In the game. But you do it for the bat.
Exactly. So that's making the case for the Giants to go after a big bat. That's Dave Fleming saying, one of the voices of the Giants, our Giants insider, saying they need a foundational bat in that lineup. Someone that strikes fear in the opposing lineup. I know Stephen Curry strikes fear still in the opposing teams, fan bases, and the other players. I know that. I don't think Jimmy did. I don't think Jimmy Butler still has that fear factor of playoff Jimmy after this go-around. He just doesn't.
But doesn't, like, right now, if I say blockbuster trade, I think most people are putting Butler or Dre in one of those deals. So I think how you answer this question tells me how confident you are in the Steph, Dre, Butler equation.
Absolutely. KC's in San Jose, 888-957-9570. Who needs to make a bigger blockbuster trade right now? Is it the Giants or the Warriors? Good morning, KC.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so for me, it's the Warriors simply because of the ownership group of two teams. One is always willing to go all in, explore all options. The other one couldn't give a third year to Pete Alonso this year to bring him in. So I agree with the previous caller. Giants, do it your old-fashioned way. Develop some pitchers. Get some defense. Because, guys, let's face it, Jung Woo Lee is great, but we had to pay him $113 million. That a fourth round or a third round pick that you can develop should be able to do for you as a 23-24 year old.
Isn't that sad?
So the Warriors are closer.
Yeah, but KC, isn't it sad what you're saying? Like, we've really, Giants fans, baseball made this market on Sports Talk. And Giants fans are already like, nah, you know, they're not going to deal for anybody. It's Buster. Buster's made some big moves. We really are just giving up on this team? Is that what we're doing? We can't raise the standard? We can't demand more?
Joe, I'm not giving up on the Giants. I'm giving up, as my first point, it's the ownership. They drive the bus, man. Lacob, he has his faults, but I trust Lacob way more than I trust.
So this is about
trust.
Okay, well then what if the Giants did make the big bold trade for Bat X, player, superstar, 35 home run a night guy, you plop in the 3 or 4 hole. Like, wouldn't that change your outlook on being a Giants fan instantaneously?
Once you move off from hypotheticals, sure. But for now, they're all hypotheticals, man. Okay. And they haven't done it. Warriors just did it 2 months ago.
Casey and San Jose, let me clarify.
That just makes me sad.
It's who needs to make a bigger trade right now. Not who do you trust.
Not who do you trust, who will.
Who needs to? And I absolutely think it's the San Francisco Giants, as you've alluded to. Like, they have something right now going on. I'm not saying special, because that's early. But something about this team has shifted.
They got a good base.
Larry Bear said it, the team president for the Giants, early on the season, hey, don't be a stranger. Well, we haven't been a stranger to the ballpark. People have been showing up.
Uh-huh.
When people are showing up on Mondays and Tuesdays against, you know, the Colorado Rockies of the world, that tells me people are interested in this team. Because that wasn't the case the last few years. So something has shifted in the fans' minds. So capturing that would be massive for me. And being able to have those fans stick with me June, July, August, getting me all the way through the dog days of August, right, through September. And maybe if this team's hanging around, you'll start feeling that playoff atmosphere again that we so desperately miss at Oracle Park. And a Rafael Devers, if that's the name that Dave Fleming alluded to, hey, if he's out there, yeah, I do think that is a big boy in the lineup. Now, not that he's going to be, you know, the Joe Schmoes of the world down on the street that say, hey, Rafa Devers, are you doing anything? There's only so many people like in baseball in general. He's a guy that hits home runs and a guy that when you see him out there and he's next to Adamas, Chapman, Ramos, Lee, all of a sudden it feels like that could be the missing piece for a lineup that could go deep because I got the pitching. I know I got the pitching. Robbie Ray, Cy Young winner. Logan Webb, always in the Cy Young conversation, right? We got some young guys potentially. Birdsong, we'll see. Roop, he's been pretty solid this year. We'll see as the season goes on. He's been pretty solid. Verlander, he's older. Dealing with a pec injury. I don't know what I'm going to get, but he's been pretty good. Pretty solid. Mm-hmm. Good to solid this season. And the bullpen's been great. I have a lot of faith in the bullpen. By the way, Camilo Duvall, now named the starter after yesterday. Closer. Ryan Walker pushed him aside. We've been talking about that. You've been talking about it.
Yeah.
Camilo Duvall, now the starter going forward. So we'll see.
Closer.
God, I keep saying starters. So I don't know.
It's going to start closing games.
No, I'm thinking of Farhan when I go to the starters, right? I'm going back to the
opener.
The openers,
John Brebbia, who played yesterday and started a zillion games only to pitch one inning.
Thank you, John Brebbia. Rival is Gabe Kapler, as we were alluding to yesterday.
It's crazy to me because I think a lot of Warrior fans really thought, and I was one of them, that, hey, that team might win a championship. Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry at one point during that run. And then if you're answering yes to the Warriors right now, what does that say about that trio? Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler.
It means you're not sold on them. That means you're not sold on them.
Is that because they're not sold on them, or is that because they don't think that age group and that team can get through this team, Oklahoma City?
Correct. That you just answered the question right there. They don't think that they could hang with the young dogs and the young pups that are in the Western Conference now. But I would argue you did in the first round. Was that not like the youngest team in the playoffs, the Houston Rockets?
Yeah.
But
they don't have that individual ISO score like Shea. I mean, he's the MVP of the league.
He is the MVP of the league. And again, I would have been very curious to see how they matched up with them. And I do think the fact that, you know, the hope is a hell of a drug, right? Mm. And it could be the worst thing ever for a fan base because you lost Steph in game one, and then you'll always have that what-if scenario. Well, you know, we had the BPA yesterday. Yeah, Palo Alto seems to think, "Hey, we would have beaten the T-Wolves." I don't know. You might have been able to beat you. Maybe you beat the T-Wolves.
I mean, Julius Randle only looked like Charles Barkley against prime Charles against Draymond Green. But other than that,
but I'll say that he did look like that against the Lakers too. Against LeBron, Luke, Austin Reeves, all that. Not to say that they're like a stalwart defensively.
Well, then
they're
turned into the pumpkin.
He did, but that's what happens in the playoffs. Fred VanVleet turned into a god against the Warriors. From the 3-point line at one point. He couldn't hit anything prior to those first couple games. So, things could be different. But I say all that to say, had Steph not gotten hurt and maybe they just lose to the T-Wolves, just straight up with everyone healthy, quote-unquote, maybe I'd believe you more maybe you go after a Giannis because clearly it didn't work against the T-Wolves. And then the T-Wolves were a step below the Thunder if you're just using that equation. But we don't know how it looks. So I'm willing to roll the dice and kind of see where this team goes from the start of a regular season with a full off-season program, with all these guys being together. I'm very curious to see how this unfolds. 888-957-9570. Here's someone that's going to pick the Giants.
About time.
Richie in Queens.
What's up, Richie?
Join the conversation. We're talking about which team, if you got to pick one between the Warriors or the Giants, needs a blockbuster trade this summer. Richie, good morning.
What's up, Richie?
Yeah, how are you? You know I'm going to go with the Giants. I mean, look, I follow the Warriors being over in New York, but, you know, I'm a diehard for 70 years with this team. You know, I still can't get over the cosplay yesterday. I don't know if you guys discussed it. I just did. Jumped on. That was the most horrific, and I can't believe that Melvin, the first stunt, maybe, but the guy's playing 30 feet from there. You can't even have a guy or have faith in a guy that he can get the ball to the outfield. Koss, he's a young kid. They are the most frustrating team. You know, I agree. We need a bopper. I thought McMahon for the Rockies would be a good. I thought that Rooker is, and I know, you know, as an outfielder, because Yaz is really going bad. But you know what's amazing, guys? If Adames and Chapman just did what they've been done, what they've done in the past, we got five more wins.
I agree.
I mean, yeah, you know, so. Yeah, a Devers would, you know, the thing I like about the team, I just like, you know, they look really tight. They look like they're good, you know, they play well, and they really enjoy being each other. But when you look at our catcher and our first baseman, we got three home runs from first base.
It's unreal.
And at first base and catcher. So, you know, and Bailey's at bat, that was the weakest swing. There's just no... And Fitzgerald, I loved him initially, too. I thought he can come around. But Adames and Chapman, to me, have been really – Adames especially. I know they're talking he's the richest cheerleader there is, you know, $180 million. It's great that he's up there in the front step. But I don't know. I think, well, obviously, we need somebody, a blockbuster. Do we give up a Birdsong? Do we give up, you know, Harrison and bring a big stud in here, a hitter? That's a dilemma. But if these guys can just come up to your averages, especially Adames and Chapman, Chapman had three hits yesterday, you know they're going to win some games. But, yeah, one big bopper in the middle of that lineup can be contagious. Do you guys like Rooker? Do you think that's an issue?
I would love Brett Rooker.
Love
just,
Brett
why
Rooker.
Would the A's do that?
Yeah, they just signed him to a deal. I don't think they're in I don't think they're going to do that, Richie. And I appreciate the call, by the way.
I love that
him
call.
Him calling Willie Adames the best cheerleader, highest paid cheerleader. Highest paid
that's
cheerleader.
Off the top rope, Richie.
By the way, he mentioned it. Giants ranked 30th in first base production. Just going by average, they're batting a meager 190. Pirates are right above them at 191.
So almost back to 200. Let's go.
Yeah, it's straight up not having a good time when I'm watching the first baseman of the San Francisco Giants right now. And I don't think the Marco Luciano experiment is going to translate well right now, or the Bryce Eldridge. You know, I don't want to ruin that guy's confidence this early into his young career. So yeah, there's not a lot of answers right there for that, but all the more reason why you make a trade to try to do something. Again, this is a hypothetical. Is it going to happen? I don't know. I can't guarantee any of us are going to be alive on Sunday, to quote Kyle Shanahan, but it would be nice. It would be fun. It'd be different because the amount of blue balls I have from Farhan Zaidi in the summer as a Giants fan is incredible. Oh, are they going to do something? Are they going to do something? Oh, great. JD Davis.
If the
awesome.
Giants stand pat,
that's cool.
If the Giants stand pat, it'll be same old, and oh, we're waiting another year. And this and that. Like if the Warriors stand pat, I still think they can get somewhere. I don't know where, but somewhere into the West. I'm talking about the playoffs.
I agree.
Okay. If the Giants stand pat and don't do anything, I think they're going to fade come mid-August.
Yes.
And I think they're going to run out of gas and they're going to run out of pitching. Right now, just to give you an idea, okay? I know that the Dodgers are a juggernaut. This is who's on the IL for them right now. Tyler Glasnow making $33 million a year.
Made of Glasnow.
Blake Snell making $29 million a year. Kirby Yates making $13 million a year. Blake Treinen making $9 million a year. Evan Phillips making $6 million a year. Kopech making $5 million. Exactly, Kopech. Gratterall making $3 million. They have got so much money that might not come back this year. I know that we think that they are the juggernaut,
and their offense is unbelievable. They've run out of arms. It's Yamamoto, and that's it. The West is up in the air.
It is.
This team could not only take this region by storm during the summer and really have a summer of love for the fans and everyone to come together and unite. Like, the Niners, all quiet on the Western front.
Mm.
They signed everybody. The Warriors, if they stand pat, it'll be quiet. All right. No, you've got 12 weeks to become the team that we think about and dream about every single day during the summer. So from a market share standpoint, you have an opportunity. From a playoff standpoint, it's not like the Padres are running away with the division. It's not, and their pitching staff is kind of questionable,
right.
Even though they've been a lot better than I anticipated. The Dodgers are injured, and they're kind of hanging by a thread right now. You have a chance to make a run and to make a dent in the market share of the Warriors and the Niners within this region.
Ulysses is in Napa. Great name, by the way. Ulysses. Who needs to make a bigger trade this summer? Is it the Warriors or is it the Giants?
Man, 100. What's up, boys? Sorry, in Napa, about to go golf. 100% the Giants, man. The Warriors have proven they're a good team, man. I mean, obviously, this year was bad luck, whatever you want to call it, but it's the Giants 100%, man. I don't know what hurt me more, man. The Steph injury or the second and third nobody else.
Oh, my God.
They're tied pretty high up there, man. No, but it's the Giants 100%, man. Let me just give you a few names, boys.
Give me a few names. I want them.
We don't got to reach that high. All right. Don't grill me here. How about I'll take anything at this point, man. Give me a Gunnar Henderson. Why not? He could revitalize something. Give me a Ryan Mountcastle. I'll take that. I mean, I know the guy's stats aren't great, but, man, put him in that lineup. You never know, man. Some of these guys could flip it on. I love that James Woods kid in Nationals, man. That guy's a stud. I mean, obviously, what, you're going to tell me the Nationals are – I mean, actually, Nationals aren't bad, but you're going to tell me they're married to him? Come on. Give me a CJ Abrams, man, another stud right there. I love what that guy said, Rooker. What's that other guy on the A's? Soderstrom? That guy's a beast too, man. Man, there's guys everywhere in the league. I don't know why I was watching the White Sox game the other day, but that Vargas kid, man, he's been hot for the past, like, 30 days, man. That guy hits for contact. I mean, there's guys everywhere, man.
Ulysses. Appreciate the call. So we got a couple now on the Giants that need to make the trade.
Well, the Orioles are the most disappointing team in baseball.
Are they in a position where they're 17 games on? Their season's over.
No,
they're done.
They're finished.
They're done.
But here's the thing.
They going to have a massive sell-off, though?
I do believe they're going to be selective on who they move. And I know that we assume they're going to retain everyone. I think the guy that they move is one of the other infielders not named Gunnar Henderson. I think it's Jackson Holliday.
I was going to say, yeah.
Or the other guy whose name is evading me.
Not Rutschman.
No, it's the other infielder that they brought up. Anyway, but point being is I do believe they're going to sell somebody. And I do think Mountcastle could be one of the other guys that they move. They can't afford everyone. They lost all their money on their television deal. And they're in kind of like a spot here where I think that they need to kind of replenish. And they need pitching really bad. You're looking at the roster.
I am looking at the roster right now. So Holliday, Rutschman, Henderson, Mountcastle, O'Hearn.
No.
Cedric Mullins.
No.
Maverick Handley. No?
No.
Dylan Carlson? I'm looking at it right now. Sorry. So he might not be up now. Jorge Mateo? No, not him. Heston Kjerstad? Yeah, like Ramon Urias? No?
No.
See, none of these names are doing anything for you.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm telling you. Those are the names. Maverick Handley's a great name, by the way.
But I guess the point is that he's right. We need to identify a team. We need to go find him. Like, the Astros right now are kind of in no man's land, right? And I've said that for multiple years. They have moved off some of their guys. You know, could you go get somebody from them? You know, Yordan Alvarez, could he be available? Boy, would he be incredible.
Aren't they, like, first in their division, though, right now?
Well, they're in a financially, they've been in no man's land. They don't know what they're doing, right? So they were a team that wanted to sell some of their pitching in the offseason. They did trade Kyle Tucker to get younger and cheaper. I think they need arms. We've got some arms. You know, I think there are teams out there that are willing to make deals.
Is it
any of these names for the Orioles that you're saying? Samuel Basayo, Kobe Mayo, Enrique Bradfield, Chase McDermott. Those are the top five prospects. I'm just going to be their position players. Let's go to Lucas on 880. Wants to join the conversation. Which of these teams needs to make a blockbuster trade more this summer? Is it the Giants or is it the Warriors, Lucas? Good morning.
Good morning. As much as I want to say it's the Warriors, it is 100% the Giants.
Thank you.
And to talk about the caller that was before me, none of those guys that he mentioned are going to be on the board. It's going to have to be Brent Rooker. It's going to have to be Andrew Benintendi. You're not going to get a young guy like James Wood, a franchise player, or C.J. Abrams, number two in the MVP voting right now. You're not going to get Gunnar Henderson, who was a rookie of the year.
Yeah,
that's
ridiculous.
Just out of the realm. It's got to be Brent Rooker. It's got to be a seasoned vet. Go to the Cardinals. Go ask about Nolan Arenado. See what Matt Chapman does at shortstop. That's just the reality for the Giants.
Okay, Lucas on the 880. Brent Rooker's a name, obviously, that we know from the A's in Oakland and now in Sacramento. The guy hits bombs. He's going to do that for you. He's going to hover around 250 average. But if you need a big bopper in the lineup, that would be the guy.
No, he's a star.
He's a star. He is. He's a legit all-star.
He's exactly what they need to power right-handed bat.
And his contract. He signed a five-year, $60 million extension. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's
such a, it's like the one of the best bargains in the game right now, which would obviously cost you a lot. But it pays to play in any sport. So you're going to have to give up something. Yes, you might have to give up a Birdsong or a Harrison, like with some of these things.
Let's look at their 40-man, the Giants, real quick. Like, we've talked a lot about coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah.
Does he fit here? Does he fit? Let me just ask you right now. Like, Kyle Harrison, are we I love him. Local guy.
I can move off of him. Okay. I'm not going to sweat it.
Okay, and I love Hayden Birdsong, but in the right deal.
You would? Yeah, right? If you were to get Brent Rooker, would you trade Hayden Birdsong?
I probably would. Yeah, I probably would, because they need an everyday player.
Yeah.
And they've proven that they can find arms.
Yes.
That's the other thing. I think that this organization has proven that. Ryan Walker right now, as a reliever, yeah. I don't know how much value he has, but I wouldn't be opposed as to moving him. You have bullpen depth. As I look at the rest of the 40-man roster, we know Christian Koss, Lamont Wade, Brett Wisely, Casey Schmidt, fringe big leaguers.
Yeah.
Okay? And I think that's being generous, right? And I like it. You know I like Casey Schmidt.
Yeah.
He's a backup, right, at best on a big league team. Then I look at their outfield. Luis Matos, Grant McRae, Wade Meckler. Come on. These are fringe guys.
Yeah.
We're talking about fringe guys here. I'll even go a little farther. Let's go, Marco Luciano. Fringe guys right now. Mm-hmm. And look, I'm opining for him to come up to the big league team. He's batting 220 in the AAA. It's not like he's batting 300. The point that I'm getting at is they have an entire 40-man roster with too many non-impact players. And I would package a bunch of these guys up and try to get something of significance. And if you have to trade some future pieces, so be it.
A guy that we're bringing up the A's here because they're not a great team, but offensively they are a really good team. They're up the top with some of these other metrics.
Yes.
They got a lot. They had a logjam there. Pitching is their problem, so that's what they're going to be using, going to want to go for, and that's what the Giants might have assets for.
Yes.
So it might not be Rooker, but a guy that I called earlier, I think it was Tyler Soderstrom's a guy that hits bombs,
mm-hmm.
and that might not cost a lot because the A's have a logjam there at first base. I know. Nicholas Kurtz, their guy, who's one of their top prospects, who's been balling since he got hurt. He's on the IL right now, but they have a logjam there, and that's the future for them at first base up in Sacramento / Las Vegas. So Soderstrom's a guy that's probably going to be sought after who can hit the long ball. Not great defensively, but again, you're not really getting much defensively at first base anyways in San Francisco, and if he's hitting the long ball, I could live with it, right?
Sure.
So that's a guy that I would keep my eyes on. That's maybe not a huge name, but a name that you can go after and that's reasonable, that can provide you some thump in the lineup.
They need a middle-of-the-order bat, and I do believe that they can do damage. We watched the Arizona Diamondbacks go to the World Series 2 years ago.
Yep.
Right now, I know we think that the Dodgers are
Corbin instrument. Carroll was a big part of that, though. Like, that's the emergence of him was
no
huge.
Doubt. There's no doubt. But, like, I like the nucleus of the team. They need a centerpiece.
Yes.
And not to go too far backwards on it, it was Colton Cowser's the guy I was
Colton
thinking about.
Colton Cowser, that's
the
right.
The outfielder
okay.
that was okay. highly touted. Hasn't really lived up to it, but
that's
I think
right.
he's a change of scenery guy.
Right.
I'd love to see him make a move for him.
I completely forgot about him because he has been that
Oriole that we were talking about.
Exactly.
I think Jackson Holliday and Colton Cowser will be on the block because I don't think they're going to keep Rutschman, the Orioles are. They're going to keep Gunner. I think all these other guys are the guys out the door. I know I pronounced it wrong.
I
hate you all.
No, I do it. Honestly, I call him Audi Rushman too
of
now.
The drop. I know.
No, it's infected
it
me too.
I know. It's just
it's somewhere in there.
It's somewhere in there.
You hit it somewhere.
I did actually. Who do we got here? We got Wilmerin's been hanging on tight. Will, which one of these teams needs to make a blockbuster trade this summer?
You can
more?
Only pick one.
You can only pick one. Giants or Warriors? Good morning.
Giants, and it's not even close. We've been lacking that big kind of star power. Like, we've had a lot of role players that kind of come together and stuff, but we really need a foundation. And Shasky mentioned my number one, the Astros are in a major weird no man's land, and I would love me some Yordan Alvarez. He's got a 6-year, it's only $115 million. It would be 19 a year, which isn't that much. I don't think we'd have to give up the ship for him. He would be that power lefty. When healthy, outside of Ohtani, for the past 5-6 years, he's been the best power left-handed hitter in the game, batting around 290, 300, 35, 40 bombs. You can DH the guy. And then my long shot would be, because I think that he's at this next guy I'm going to mention, I think, and this other team has been in no man's land for the past 20 years, it seems. I think we should try to see what's going on with Trout. Like, he's coming back.
I know he's just injured, but he's running the bases. I agree.
He's smashing the baseball. You can DH him. You want to talk about a name, a face, a guy that deserves to be surrounded by people that are confident to win. Like, let's give him a chance. So I say Yordan, or I say Trout, and then my cheap guy from the Baltimore, I would love Ryan O'Hearn. That guy is absolutely dropping bombs and has been hot for the past like 3 months, and his Statcast data is insane, and I think we could get him on a cheaper value. So I'm in on Yordan, Trout, or the cheaper, some Ryan O'Hearn, because that guy's a stud and he's finally getting his chance. Thanks, guys.
Great call, Willamarin. And I was literally, as he was saying that, looking up Mike Trout, because that's the name that we've referenced ad nauseum.
Who have I been on for multiple years? And look, it's a lot of money left on the deal.
He's missed this last month. He's been hurt. I mean, that's going to be baked into the scenario. It's going to be risk, but it's going to be very risky.
Zach Manasian, who is the GM of the Giants right now, his brother is the GM of the Angels.
So there's a relationship there.
Absolutely. And look, think about it from Trout's perspective. You could not go to a more different organization in terms of you are the centerpiece of the baseball world in this region. Are you not?
Absolutely.
When you play for the Angels, you are in the shadow of everything the Dodgers do. Yep. You might even be in the shadow of everything Cal State Fullerton's doing. No, I'm not. I'm not even joking.
No, no.
UCLA baseball. Like, you are not a premium player on a premium team. You're just a guy out there. Now, you're a superstar in your sport, but he would be perfect, and I would put him in right field right now. Yaz would be my defensive replacement. He'd DH multiple times a week, play the outfield, and you'd be fine with it.
By the way, it was a bone bruise in his left knee, so not any ligament damage. I know it's still very painful, and it's a bone bruise, but it's not like it's going to threaten the rest of the season for him. And apparently, according to Mike Trout, this is as of a week ago. There's no pain, no issues. He's taking batting practice. Looks like he's in the back soon.
Let me give you the Mike Trout analogy. It would be equivalent to Matt Stafford going from the Detroit Lions at that time to the L.A. Rams.
That's interesting.
Because you would have McVay, and I'm not saying Posey is McVay, but he's got that kind of magic flute thing going where guys want to play for him. Chapman and Adamas, right? Obviously. Right. You would go from one of the worst run teams in baseball to a team that clearly is getting it together in the Giants, and it would give you a rejuvenation of your career. He's got to think about the final few years of his career. He's going to end up like so many ball players that never got a chance to do anything.
And honestly, it's a quick flight. It's San Francisco and LA. It's not like he's going halfway across the country.
No.
I know he's a Philly guy, or South Jersey is where he grew up. So I'm sure there's always going to be the Phillies, right? Because that's the team he grew up rooting for. You know, Bryce Harper's there. They're going to try to like get those guys together. But I'm telling you, if you're the Giants, that is absolutely a guy that checks all the boxes for name recognition, hits bombs. And it's still, I know he's had a lot of injuries. Like that
fits.
But you're going to have to make a risky trade at some point here.
And what's the thing you have a surplus of? Money.
Yes.
Money. As you look around baseball, there's teams that don't have that expendable cash. You do.
Yep.
So you can take on a poor contract. And I think it's a win-win. If I told you your lineup was something like Jungwoo Lee, Mike Trout, Ramos, Chapman, Adamas, how good does that sound?
I feel a whole hell of a lot better, I'll tell you that.
A quick point of interest, though. Mike Trout, he does have the full no-trade clause. He's a 10-5 guy, so that is something. But, again, yeah, I just want to throw that out there.
No, that's a great point. I appreciate you saying that.
Quick point of interest.
No.
Why would Houston trade Yordan Alvarez? Why'd they trade Kyle Tucker? They didn't want to pay him.
Exactly.
You know, like
now, I guess you would say that they feel more confident building around Yordan than Kyle Tucker, and not both of them.
I think they're closer to a full reset than they want to admit.
They probably are, but the fact that they're in a division where like no one can get their ass together,
I would agree.
That's why Seattle
is always, it feels like, on the steps of turning it around.
They're a 500 team.
But they can never get over the hump.
Right. The Kings in the MLB.
That's actually a really good call.
That's a good one. Yeah.
That's a really good call.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except Julio. God, I love Julio.
I know. Well, his stock was on an all-time high, and now it's kind of...
I don't see them trading him.
No, they don't. Well, they also locked him up, right?
I don't see them moving him. He's too popular with their fan base.
Nick in Novato, I promise we'll get you on the other side if you hang on. If not, you can call back 888-957-9570. Who needs to make a bigger move? And is Mike Trout a name, Giants fans, that you would be very interested in going after?
The Warriors just went old with Jimmy Butler. I know it didn't get them the ultimate prize. We would all admit it's a successful trade.
Absolutely. Injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
The Warriors announced that Brandon Pajemski underwent left wrist debridement surgery earlier this week. It is a minimally invasive procedure used to remove damaged or abnormal tissue from within the wrist. The procedure helps to improve joint function and alleviate pain in the wrist. Pods is expected to be ready for training camp. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Halfway home here on a non-payday Thursday, because I usually get paid on Thursday. I know it's payday Friday, like we like to say. But it's a thirsty Thursday here, and people are thirsty for the Giants, as I've seen. A lot of people saying the Giants are the ones that need to make that big blockbuster trade over the Warriors. So let's continue talking about that. Plus, you're not going to want to miss what Anthony Edwards had to say after the Minnesota Timberwolves got bounced in the Western Conference Finals. It's going to trigger a lot of people. It's going to trigger Joe Shatzky, I think. It's going to trigger maybe Sam, maybe Carter. It's not going to trigger me. I actually respect the take from Anthony Edwards. And that's coming up next on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.